You are Locked On Angels, your daily Los Angeles Angels podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, brought to you by Hotels.com. You're locked in with Jason Hernandez, pinch hitting for today, and I'd like to introduce my co-host, who is none other than TBW himself, Taylor Blake Ward. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm good. Thanks for pinch hitting for me, and it's weird being in the co-host seat, but when audio issues hit you real hard, it's hard to record, so thanks for stepping in and helping me out today.
I'm excited about it. We're recording on Thursday, September 12th, and we're going to talk about Andrew Heaney and the Roberto Clemente Award in a few seconds, because before we dive into that, here's how you can listen to us. You can download today's show or any of the episodes on the Locked On Podcast Network via Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or the new Himalaya podcasting app. Free and easy to download through your Apple app or Google Play Store. Also, please follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me at StimpyJD. You can follow Taylor at Taylor Blake Ward.
Yeah.
And I guess one other thing. I'll be taking over the show this weekend.
Yeah. On Sunday, technically the Monday show, but our Sunday night Twitter question and answer, I'll be gone. I've got other duties going on. So I announced it on our Monday show earlier this week, but kicking over the duties to you. Appreciate you stepping in, and I'll see if I can sneak a tweet out, but I'm not going to be answering anything. So Jason, if you're listening to the show, you want your question answered on Monday's show, make sure you're following Jason at StimpyJD and watch for that tweet on Sunday night.
Yeah. And as I mentioned before, that's kind of a weird screen name. Reason for that is I used to be a big fan of Ren and Stimpy, which I don't know if you remember that show.
I do, yeah. No, but I don't call you Stimpy. I call you JD.
Yeah, you call me JD. So let's get into Andrew Heaney and the award. Why don't you talk about that for a few seconds?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Roberto Clemente Award is such an award to the players. It's based on charity work, community service. And when it comes to Andrew, I mean, this award, I got to talking to him a few years back when he was I don't remember if he was nominated. I think he was nominated in 2016, the Angels nomination. Didn't end up winning it, of course, but it ended up being Curtis Granderson. But it's such an important thing to him, his charity work with the Pup Cup, the 5K that goes on. Fantastic stuff that he does, and all his off-field stuff. Andrew is kind of a quiet guy. And I mean, he's a nice guy, but he's just a quiet guy, kind of to himself a little bit. And I'll tell you, he opened up so much when we got to talking about his charity work and the community service that he does. And it really is, well, you know, I'm trying to think of the right term for this, but it's all meant in the right way. It's not to glorify Andrew. It's not to glorify any, you know, certain thing. Andrew's just a good guy, and this award really would mean a lot to him. It's not going to stop him from doing any of this if he loses out another year or if he never wins it. But I, you know, personally, I don't get to see the community work that every player does for every team and everything. Clayton Kershaw obviously has the
Kershaw's challenge,
the ping pong tournament and everything. And they, you know, all these players raise money in some way or form, but I really want to see Andrew win it. Just getting to know Andrew and what he's done for the community and what he's done with all these things, especially, you know, I'm a big dog lover. I know you are too. And
oh, yeah.
I know that you were telling me before we even came on today that the dog was waking you up with licks to the face. And
Every morning. Yes.
And, you know, I would love to see Andrew win this for his sake. He deserves this. And I'm not discrediting anyone else in baseball. Whoever wins it, obviously, is a very good person and everything. But to have your name mentioned with Roberto Clemente in any sense, I think is the ultimate honor, an extreme honor.
Yeah, two things you mentioned. You mentioned the Pup Cup, which I wanted to do this year, but I couldn't because I had other plans. But I think I'm going to make it a plan to do the Pup Cup next year.
Absolutely.
Assuming that Andrew Haney continues to do this. And just reading from the website, the cause is providing patients of CHOC, Children's Hospital of Orange County, with a pup's love and companionship. And they want to implement their own therapy dog program, which apparently the hospital does not have yet. And they've been wanting to try to do this for a while.
So that's really surprising.
I was surprised too. So I think that would be a tremendous cause to get a therapy dog program for Children's Hospital.
But yeah, and you know what the Children's Hospital of Orange County, what the Angels do for the Children's Hospital of Orange County or CHOC is extraordinary. And Andrew obviously is the front man on that. And like I said, you know, Andrew deserves this award and everything, but the Angels as a group with CHOC, they have really touched the hearts. And that goes along with there was a few months ago, there was a picture, and it was Nelson Cruz with Tyler Skaggs and Andrew Heaney, and they were at a children's hospital in St. Paul or Minneapolis, whichever, you know, yeah, in the Twin Cities where the Twins play. And then they came back, the Twins were playing in Anaheim, and they went to CHOC, and it was the Twins players and Angels players. And it just shows how good these guys, you know, are. You know, you hear the bad stories of, you know, right now Antonio Brown's not doing too well in the news. Yeah. But you hear about Andrew Heaney, and you see the pictures of him at the Children's Hospital of Orange County and him raising money through dogs, which who doesn't like dogs, you know?
I mean, really, who does not love dogs?
No, and, you know, to see these guys doing what they're doing, and like I said, you know, props. I'm not discrediting anyone in the work they do. You know, Nelson Cruz is going out and going to these hospitals, going to these communities. Blake Parker was doing it. Tyler Skaggs was doing it. Andrew Heaney, you know, the work. So props to all of those guys for doing what they do.
Yeah, and you mentioned Clayton Kershaw. Kershaw did win the Clemente Award back in 2012. During one of his Cy Young Award seasons as well. And a couple other names jump out to me. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, is big in Boston. He's beloved not only for his play on the field, but his play off the field. Of course, he had that iconic speech after the unfortunate marathon bombings back in 2013. And it became a rallying cry for Boston. He rallied that city to where it is now. And I love David Ortiz for that. And Pujols has, in fact, won this award back in 2008 when he was a Cardinal. And I recently did an interview talking about another winner, 1988, Dale Murphy of the Braves. And according to Murphy, that award means more to him than his two MVP awards, which says a lot. And that carries, that carries massive magnitude for that.
Yeah, Yadier Molina. I mean, how many gold gloves does he have? He's got the World Series rings. But last year, he was the Roberto Clemente Award winner, and it's very emotional for him, especially – I mean, I'm not trying to get into this, but as a Latin player, Roberto Clemente is the peak level that you could ever attain. To be in the same sentence as Roberto Clemente is the ultimate thing. So for Yadier Molina, it was substantial that he won this award. And just seeing the emotion that he had when he won it is outstanding. So I really hope that Andrew gets the chance. But for whoever wins it, congratulations. And thank you for your community service and what you've done for those outside of baseball.
Absolutely. Taylor, we got to go to break. So I'm just going to do a quick ad read. Then we'll go to break. Because I can do this. So we got to talk about Postmates. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, birthday cake delivery, if they have it. I wonder why I said that. Whatever kind of delivery service, all year round. For a short time, Postmates is giving Locked On listeners $100 in free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Download the Postmates app and use the code Locked On. Coming up next, we're going to talk about our favorite game show, talk about film. And we'll be back with more Locked On Angels after a word from our wonderful sponsors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-hmm. I like the playoffs. Mm-hmm. No diggity, no doubt. Mm-hmm. Play on, play it. Mm-hmm. Play on, play it.
Welcome back to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. You're locked in with Jason, JD Hernandez, and Taylor, TBW Ward. How you doing, man?
Taylor TBW award. I only gotten that one. You missed the B entirely.
Gosh, dang it. Let me try that again. Okay.
No. We're good. Let's run off with it.
All right. Why not? So, as I mentioned before, it was our birthdays last week. I celebrated 2 days ago. Taylor celebrated yesterday. That's why I said birthday. So, happy belated birthday, Taylor.
Thanks, man. I don't celebrate, but you and I have talked about reasons why, and
we work. We're adults.
So I appreciate the sentiment, but I got older today somehow, older yesterday. So
you got older today too.
Yeah.
So our favorite game show is Jeopardy. I hope to be on that show one day. And a few years ago, I wrote a sports Jeopardy board. And the reason I bring this up is because one of my good friends, Jason Zaffranieri, is the current champion on Jeopardy. He just won his 9th show yesterday. And him and I were on a sports trivia team a couple years ago. And in fact, I still have the gold medal from winning that with Jason. So as good as he is on regular Jeopardy, he's really good at sports. So Taylor, I'm going to put you to the test today.
Oh, gosh. All right, let's try this.
A few years ago, I created my own Sports Jeopardy board, and two of those categories are all about baseball. So I'm going to give you the category. The category is called Who's on First? I'll tell you three baseball players and pick the one who played first base for the majority of his career. Simple enough.
Okay, so I'm picking the first baseman of this group that you're giving me.
Yes, I am.
All right, I can do this.
All right. So, first clue. Joe DiMaggio, Yogi Berra, Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Yes, and Answer in the form of a question next time.
who is Lou Gehrig?
Yes. Next clue. Todd Helton, Craig Biggio, Jeff Kent.
Who is Todd Helton?
Correct. Next. Ned Yost, Don Mattingly, Craig Counsell.
Who is the multi gold glove winning award Don Mattingly?
That is correct. Next. Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire, Dave Henderson.
This is easy stuff, man. Who is Mark McGwire?
Correct. Last one. Matt Williams, Ryan Sandberg, Eddie Murray.
Ooh. Who's the first option?
Matt Williams, Ryan Sandberg, Eddie Murray.
Sandberg was a second baseman. Murray was an outfielder, so I'm going to go with Williams. Who is Williams?
Incorrect. It was Eddie Murray.
Ah!
Eddie Murray
was he a first baseman most of his career?
Yes, he was.
Man, I messed that up. For some reason, I'm thinking Eddie Matthews.
Yes, you are.
It's the morning. I need coffee.
And the other category, specifically all baseball that I wrote, third base. And just so you have fun with this, the categories I wrote for this board was sports headlines 1938, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know, third base, sports comedies. And third base is the other baseball category here. And this is about third basemen. So again, five more clues, answer in the form of a question.
Okay.
This star Blue Jays player smashed the all-time record for fan votes in the 2015 MLB All-Star Game with over 14 million votes.
Who is Jose Bautista?
No. The answer, Josh Donaldson. Who is crushing it right now in Atlanta.
Yeah, but he did really good that All-Star game.
Oh, he really did,
All-Star, I'm not an All-Star game guy. That's like the last thing on my mind. And Jose Bautista kind of sucked back in 15, I think. So,
all right, next clue. He is the Phillies franchise leader in home runs with 548 over an 18-year career, all in Philadelphia.
Who is Mike Schmidt?
That is correct, Michael Jack Schmidt. Next clue. This career Baltimore Oriole won two World Series in 1966 and 1970. His number 5 uniform number is also retired in Baltimore.
Who is the greatest defensive player in Major League Baseball history, Brooks Robinson?
I agree with that also. That is correct.
Andrelton's up there. Andrelton is there, but give me Brooks Robinson for the time being.
All right, here we go. Despite being diagnosed with diabetes at age 18, this Chicago Cub was also known for his radio career on WGN until his death in 2010.
Who is Harry Carey?
Incorrect. Who is Ron Santo?
Ah, Ron Santo. I was like, man, you lost me on that one pretty good.
And the $1,000 clue. This appropriately named deadball era star led the AL in home runs from 1911 to 1914 for the Philadelphia A's.
Ooh, I'm probably going to get the dates wrong. I was going to say he played later, but it's not Jimmy Fox.
Nope.
I'm out of time. I don't know.
Yep, you're out of time. Who is John Home Run Baker?
Ah, I would have never figured that one.
I think only one person got that one.
No, that's not bad. That's not bad. So, yeah. What were the other categories?
Before we go into movies. So Sports Headlines 1938 was about 1938 stuff. What's on, quote, second appeared in the response. I Don't Know talked about bizarre plays, and Sports Comedies talked about sports comedy movies.
Yeah, let's move on to movies.
What a segue. Because recently I had brought up a question on your Q&A about sports movies. And there was one in particular that I personally have never seen, which is Sugar.
Yeah. Sugar's like one of the best baseball movies ever made, man.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about that for a hot minute?
I mean, just roughly, you know, this Dominican kid named his nickname is Sugar, comes to the United States, and it's kind of about his struggles. I mean, it's about how it's very real life scenario, which is very interesting. You know, he comes from the Dominican, a poor family, and he heads back and he's building a house for his family, but he's struggling, you know. He goes to a restaurant and doesn't know how to speak English in the United States and doesn't know how to order food. And it's just kind of about the internal struggle that he has. And, you know, watching teammates get cut and watching kids kind of surpass him in the depth chart. It's one of my favorite baseball movies. Obviously, there's flaws. But no, it's a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I mean, I've only heard about it. I've obviously never seen it myself. And we've talked about baseball movies in the past. I mean, I do love a lot of those older set films. A League of Their Own is one of my all-time favorites.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because I thought that very well portrayed life for that league back in the day. I mean, there's a lot of classic movies that are comedies, you know, Major League. But A League of Their Own is one of my favorites, along with The Sandlot. Another favorite that you like that's a baseball film?
That I like?
Yeah.
I really liked 42. I loved 42. I thought it was really good. I didn't realize how many flaws there were to it, but Moneyball. Moneyball might actually be like my favorite movie of all time. I loved Moneyball.
Yeah, one more movie that you mentioned 42. Another favorite of mine, just because of the accuracy of the backgrounds and the story behind it, 61.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little HBO film from who's that New York guy that directed it?
That'd be Billy Crystal.
Yeah, no, it was really good. It was a good movie. It really did show Roger Maris's struggles. And Sugar's kind of like that, but just picture it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Kind of. No, that was a really good movie. And I liked 61.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we filled the time accurately, so I guess we can wrap it up now, right?
Yeah, I don't see why not. So, yeah.
So don't forget to listen to this show later on in the week and next week when I'll be hosting the Q&A show for Monday. And don't forget, today's show or any of the episodes on the Locked On Podcast Network can be heard via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or the new Himalaya Podcast app. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me at StimpyJD. You can follow Taylor at TaylorBlakeWard. And I think today's tweets are going to be cheery. And if you follow me on Twitter, there's a special episode of another podcast I'm hosting that'll be coming out today. I'm very excited about that. Great interview. Also, today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Don't hate like your friends trip. Book your own through Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there. Do that. Get rewarded. Taylor, thanks for being a wonderful co-host.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks for pinch hitting for me coming up here, and I appreciate it, buddy. So it was fun being on from this perspective. I really enjoyed it, and thanks for playing games and putting a new twist on the show. I really appreciate it, man. And for all those listening, thanks for tuning in. I apologize personally for the audio issues and a few other things that have been going on the last few weeks, but I appreciate that you show continual support, and hopefully on Monday and Sunday night, you have some great questions for Jason, and he can bring a great show to you on Monday, and I'm going to be gone. So Jason, don't hate like my trip, and book your own through hotels.com.
We got that ad read in twice. My God.
Oh yeah. Hotels.com is the best one.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So, but yeah, thank you everyone for tuning in, and thank you to JD, Jason, for stepping in and pinch hitting for me.
Yep. For Locked On Angels, that was Taylor Blake Ward. I am Jason Hernandez, saying have a great rest of the day, see you at the ballpark, and stay nasty, Anaheim.